left-handed scoop, score it. Colwood has six, and the lead is swollen now to double digits, 49-38.
Spin move, pull-up jumper on the right side, nothing but net, and Alexis Payne have a night in the second half.
Outlet pass, Minershagen, layup counts. Oh, a pinpoint pass to Minershagen out in front of everybody.
He has found his stride early on in this one.
Is there anything that kid can't do? My goodness.
Well, he drove the bus here, and he's probably going to sell hot dogs at halftime, so I'm not too sure.
25-42, DeSoto could make it a one-point game, maybe tie, and they just might tie. As Snunden drives, fires, finds the range, gets fouled, headed to the free throw line. This kid doesn't look like a freshman. 9 points for Snunden off the bench.
We send it courtside to our regional radio sports team.
And we welcome you to Ironton, Missouri, the final day of the 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Boys Basketball Tournament. I'm Jordan Slocum with Greg Armbruster, Matt Greenwood back at our studio. The fifth place game is done and dusted. Bismarck handled Clearwater 78-48. Up next, we have the third place game, Arcadia Valley and South Iron. After that, the championship scheduled for an 8 o'clock tip-off. Ellington and West County will have it all for you here on J98. So AV, the host, the number 5 seed. South Iron is the number 3 seed for this upcoming third-place contest. West County defeated South Iron 60-50 yesterday. And AV fell to Ellington 74-51 in the semifinals. Up next, we'll hear from the head coaches of these two squads, Dusty Dinkins of the South Iron Panthers and Ricky Turnbow of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. That's coming up next here on J98.
The next time you're passing through Annapolis, make a quick stop at Cheryl's Mini Mart on Highway 49. They've got a little bit of everything, groceries, milk, snacks, even a deli. And don't forget their delicious buffet-style pizza. You can get your gas, lottery tickets, and much more, all in one quick and convenient stop. They are expanding with more seating, a bigger menu, daily specials, ATM, and more. Cheryl's Mini Mart, open 7 days a week. Wish the best of luck to South Iron Athletics. The new ownership at Lenny's in Lesterville would like to invite you to stop by for lunch or dinner. With an expanded menu, they have all your favorites. Grab a bowl of hot chili to warm up these cold winter days, and a fountain soda to wash it away. Now with Thursday specials, make Lenny's your go-to meal place. Come in or call it in at 573-637-2506. That's Lenny's in Lesterville, located on the corner of Highway 21 and Peola Road.
When you have a concrete job, Poleit Ready Mix is the name to remember. Poleit Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Poleit Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Poleit Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Poleit Ready Mix.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Ronnie Gibbs at Ronnie Gibbs Agency, Pilot Knob in Fredericktown, 573-546-7101.
Welcome back into the pregame show here on J98. Coming up, the third place game of the 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Boys Basketball Tournament. It will be AV and South Iron, and now Dusty Dinkins, head coach of the South Iron Panthers, is joining me. Coach, you've had a little bit of time now to think about the loss to West County yesterday. What are your thoughts looking back at that game?
Well, it just was our intensity coming out of the gates, and we talked to the guys last night about it, and we also reviewed that at shoot around today. We're going to have more intensity to start the game. You can't dig yourself that kind of a hole when you're playing a quality opponent, and we have to do that tonight because we're going to be playing a quality opponent in AV, and they're going to come after you, and if you're not ready to play, you're going to be trying to climb out of a hole all night long, and that's nearly impossible.
A tournament like this being over a holiday weekend, it kind of disrupts the normal routine and rhythm. How do you adjust to that for this tournament?
Yeah, I don't really address that. It's just, hey, guys, we have to come in, we have to play basketball, and we have to do our best, and it's up to them and their their home lives and their situation to figure out what their routine is. So that's just part of them growing up and maturing and understanding what it takes to get the job done.
Had a chance to watch Arcadia Valley throughout the tournament. What jumps out to you about them?
Oh, they're fun to watch. They play really hard. They're going to bring pressure at the basketball everywhere on the court, and they're going to make things happen because they work hard. And it's going to be a problem for us because sometimes we are a little bit lackadaisical with the basketball and maybe don't make the quickest decisions when we need to. It's just hard this early in the season to replicate that kind of intensity in our practice. We just don't have a lot of depth right now to go 5-on-5 in practice. But it's going to be a great challenge for us, and I hope our guys are ready to compete and battle and handle adversity.
Biggest things you guys have to do on the floor to come away with a win?
We've got to take care of the basketball, and we got to finish out plays. It doesn't matter if you make all the right decisions and you miss shots you should make, and then defensively you're going to have to get stops, you're going to have to rebound, and just try to keep it as simple as you can, compete, work together, and do the best we can.
Head coach Dusty Dinkins of South Iron, thanks for your time and best of luck.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Panthers will be taking on Arcadia Valley in the third place game, and that's coming up here in a bit on J98.
McCormick Networks is a recognized leader in voice and data technology and has been providing communication services to the region for over a century. McCormick Networks can help streamline your business and enhance productivity. Their certified technicians and engineers will design a communication system or computer network specifically for your needs. They're a proud supporter of the area's talented athletes and is pleased to sponsor KTJJ's broadcast of this year's 90th annual Arcadia Valley Tournament. Good luck, Whippets, and happy holidays from your friends at McCormick, your network specialist.
The entire faculty and staff of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District would like to take this time to wish the Arcadia Valley Tigers all the best in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Teamwork is important to excel in sports, and that teamwork has proven to be successful for the Arcadia boys basketball team. You have what it takes to be winners and successful in your future. Good luck to the Arcadia Valley Tigers from everyone at the Arcadia Valley School District.
We don't want to be the ones to break the news, but Christmas is coming, and Fisher Furniture has free layaway. If you're looking for a gift that takes their breath away, start here and start now. Easy payments that you set, and we can have the gift ready to surprise when Christmas gets here. So yes, give that great television the brand new range or that comfy power recliner, and we can help. Get ready for Christmas at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton.
Kim, the owner of Ellington Auto Supply, reminds you that they carry all the items you need for your auto parts needs with more than 30 years of auto parts knowledge and experience. They've got you covered. And if it's not in stock at Ellington Auto Supply, well, they can order it with next day delivery. That's Ellington Auto Supply, where they treat you like family. Ellington Auto Supply, visit them today.
Welcome into the pregame show here on J98. Coming up will be the third place game of the 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament, the hosting Arcadia Valley Tigers and the South Iron Panthers. I'm joined by Ricky Turnbow, head coach of Arcadia Valley. Coach, you've had an opportunity to look back at the loss against Ellington yesterday. Overall thoughts looking back at that game?
I thought we came out with a good effort. I think we kind of panicked a little bit. They went to a zone, and we didn't do a good job being patient, and we took some bad shots. And now some of them weren't necessarily bad shots, but they just really weren't falling. We didn't shoot a very high percentage, and when shots aren't falling from the outside, we've got to do something different and get the ball into the middle and try to get to the free throw line or something. And but I think our effort was still good, and we're still fighting, so hopefully that's what we can come out and do again tonight.
Obviously, it's your guys' tournament, so you're used to this each year, but it's a different, interesting dynamic. You know, you don't have school because of the holiday. Everybody's, you know, having their family get-togethers. How does that change the preparation for this game?
I think you just got to be able to get yourself prepared no matter what to play basketball. You know, these guys understand, hopefully, that you only get to play so many games in high school, and anyone that's played in high school can tell you how much they miss it. And so if you come out flat and don't give your best effort, I promise you 10 years from now you're going to remember it. So, you know, we try to let them know that, and we try to let them understand that you got to play for your teammates and you got to play hard every time you step on the court. And hopefully if you understand that and get prepared, you know, you might be a little more tired and a little. This will be 3 games and 3 nights for us, but you just got to fight through it and find a way to give it your best effort.
And you just got to make sure you don't overeat too much and end up in a food coma before the game.
Yeah, that's always a big part of it, too. And hopefully they didn't, and they're ready to go.
So you've got South Iron coming up. Had a chance to see them throughout this tournament. What do you see from them, and what do you need to do to beat them?
They're just obviously a well-coached team. They've kind of had our number. I think we've only beaten them one time in the last 3 years and had a lot of close games. But they're just very disciplined, and they play hard for four quarters, and they don't take bad shots on offense very often. And I think we just have to come out. You know, I think it's really two evenly matched teams. I think we're very evenly matched, and we've just got to play harder and hopefully smarter, and maybe at the end we'll come out on top. We'll see.
Head coach Ricky Turnbow of Arcadia Valley, thanks for your time and best of luck.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
AV will be taking on South Iron in the third place game of this Thanksgiving tournament. More coverage to come on J98.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcat basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
The Clearwater School District in Piedmont would like to take this opportunity to wish the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament. The Clearwater School District knows that it takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work to be a winning team. The Tigers have shown that they have what it takes to succeed. And the Clearwater School District sends the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament.
We welcome you back to Ironton, Missouri, the 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament, getting set for the third place game here on J98 with South Iron and Arcadia Valley. And we will have the championship later tonight as well with Ellington and West County. Time now for the starting lineups for this contest, starting first with technically the road team by seed, but it is their home gym, Arcadia Valley, the Tigers. They will be in the all black tonight with the gold numbers and trim. Their starters are Austin Wren, a 5'10 junior, had 13 points in their game against Ellington. Jake Pryor, 5'11 senior, he had 20 in their game against Ellington yesterday and was a first team all MAAA small school selection last year. Other starters are Isaiah Gibbs, a 6-foot junior, who had 8 points yesterday. Peyton White at 5'10 junior, 2 points yesterday. And Tatum Jones, a 6'3 junior. They are coached by Ricky Turnbow. Switching to South Iron, they'll be wearing the white unis with the maroon and black and white trim. Their starters are Tim Mays, a 5'9 senior, who scored 3 yesterday against West County. Garrett Hobus, 6-foot junior, he had 9 yesterday. Sam Ivey, 6-foot senior, led the team with 16 yesterday. LaRon Cornell, 6'4 senior, who had 6 in their game against West County. And Jake Mays, the brother of Tim Mays, 5'9 junior, he had 14 yesterday. They are coached by Dusty Dinkins. The Panthers of South Iron and the Tigers of Arcadia Valley. Battle of the Cats in the third place game and a battle of the Dogs later tonight in the championship with the Whippets and the Bulldogs. Getting set for the national anthem here shortly, and starting lineups will come back and get this third place game underway from Ironton. South Iron and Arcadia Valley coming up next on J98.
The Orange Blossom Florist in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like fragrant Swan Creek candles, willow tree figurines, and they now carry wood wick candles and more. That's the Orange Blossom Florist just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District. If you're ready for the best burger and shake that you'll find anywhere, Spooners in Ellington should be your destination. In fact, they specialize in the juiciest Spooner burger you'll ever eat. But you can also find other delicious made-to-order items on their menu. Just to name a few, the Spooner Joe, Chicken Tender Sandwich, BLT Wrap Taco Salad, and the list goes on. And at Spooners, you can't leave without some of their soft-serve ice cream. That's Spooners on North 2nd Street in Ellington, where your spoon runneth over.
The next time you're passing through Annapolis, make a quick stop at Cheryl's Mini Mart on Highway 49. They've got a little bit of everything: groceries, milk, snacks, even a deli. And don't forget their delicious buffet-style pizza. You can get your gas, lottery tickets, and much more, all in one quick and convenient stop. They are expanding with more seating, a bigger menu, daily specials, ATM, and more. Cheryl's Mini Mart, open 7 days a week. Wish the best of luck to South Iron Athletics.
I want to thank Kohl's Tractor and Equipment for sponsoring our pregame show there in Farmington. The tip-off is in the air. South Iron won it. They had to go way back to get the ball. They didn't have it. Arcadia Valley saved it from going out, but South Iron got it back. So the Panthers will technically have the first possession of the game against a 2-3, much more of a 3-2 zone. Baseline drive taken away, but they get it back. Cornell in the paint. It's going to be a jump ball. Good defense there from Jake Pryor. Now the Tigers have the ball.
Jordan, I think they might be in a triangle and two early on to keep Cornell from getting going.
He had a very quiet day yesterday as AV with the possession. Jake Pryor playing the point. He comes across center. 2-3 zone for South Iron as Pryor dishes to the right side. That's Peyton Whited. Dribbles once into the right elbow. Right corner, Pryor. Three-pointer from him. Too long. Cornell the rebound on the right block for South Iron. Passes ahead to Ivy. Ivy's double-teamed in the backcourt. Gets a pass ahead to Tim Mays right in front of the AV cheerleaders. Mays to the perimeter. Gives it off to the corner. The three is no good from his brother Jake Mays. Offensive board, Cornell on the right side. Lost the ball. Got it back. And puts it in from the right block. First points of the game. 2-0. Minute in.
Triangle and two. Not effective right there.
Pryor at the top of the key. Off to the left wing for Wren. Whited at the point. Against the 2-3 zone. Toss to the left wing, held above his head for Red. Dribbles once, back to Whited at the top. He dribbles and gives it over to the left wing again. Red, a shot fake, tries a long two, feet on the line, missed it on the right side. Another rebound by South Iron, this time brought in by Ivy. Ivy brings it ahead to the right corner for Jake Mays. Back to Ivy at the left wing, and they will reset. It's definitely an interesting defensive look here for the Tigers. Double teaming at the left wing, they reset near center to Ivy. Into Hovis, right side, misses a short one. Rebound by A.V. under the basket and Tatum Jones.
Yeah, trying to get bodies around Cornell just to keep him off the glass and adjust for that height.
Pryor, jumper from the right, elbow, yes. And we're even at 2-2, 6-10 first quarter.
And Pryor's a guy they can't get let go on early if you're South Iron. He's a microwave.
Jake Mays, late feed to the free throw line, deflected and stolen by Whited. He's going to go one-on-one back the other way. Left side, almost put it in. Went under the basket from the left side and put it up from the right side. Missed the shot, but he did draw the foul. And Whited will have our first free throws of the contest with the foul going against Garrett Hovis.
Yeah, cue up the circus music on that shot from Whited going up and under. Just trying to avoid the length of Cornell down low. Thank you for the BGM.
I got you. First free throw is up and in, and AV has their first lead of the game, 3-2, 5:59 in the first. Again, want to thank Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, one of our great sponsors, and we want to thank McCormick Ellington Telecom in Ellington. Peyton Whited, second free throw. Right-handed shot is good, and it's a 4-2 lead for the home team, who's technically the road team. South Iron, they're trying to trap in the backcourt. Panthers able to avoid it. Right corner, Jake Mays. Back to his brother, Tim, the left wing. Tim throws it, baseline, layup good. Great assist by Tim Mays in the basket for Sam Ivy.
And good pressure defense for Arcadia Valley there. You're really starting to see that intensity carry over from last night.
Whited at the right wing, dribbles once. Dish to the top of the key for Pryor. Pryor goes to the perimeter, hands it off to Wren. Wren works it to the right wing. Whited at the elbow. Back to Wren. Left wing three. Got it.
That was his spot yesterday. He was on the wings yesterday, and quick triggers from the outside. A spot-up shooter. Money from right there.
7-4 Arcadia Valley. Quick dishes. They had an open look for Ivy. Missed the shot. Ball pinballs around. Rebound by the Tigers and Gibbs. 5:05 in the first. 7-4 Arcadia Valley. They have the ball with the lead. Wren left wing. into the paint. They swarm the man with the ball. Gibbs, he gets it out to Pryor, but we have a foul first away from everything, and it will be an offensive foul against Arcadia Valley. Or was it not a foul? It was a carry. Either way, it's a turnover, and South Iron has the ball down three. They quickly work ahead. Jake Mays, mid-range two from the perimeter, banks it in.
A quick pace early on in this one. That was something South Iron did not have yesterday, and something Arcadia Valley wants to do in a game is get you up and down the floor.
One-point game, 7-6 AV with the ball. 4:35 in the first. Whited at the top of the key against the 2-3 zone. Pryor has it the right wing. Throws to the opposite wing for Wren. Wren to the free throw line, loses it at his feet. We're on the floor fighting for it. Coming up with it is Cornell. He gives it off. Mays to the basket. Great shot fake to avoid Pryor going for the block, and Tim Mays with two.
And AV's having trouble with that South Iron zone. It's a one-point game. They really just can't penetrate right now.
Panthers back on top. Right corner three. Whited. Money.
All right. Prove me wrong on the very next play.
Already our third lead and change. 9-8. Tigers halfway through quarter number one. Right corner Jake Mays. Gives it off to his brother, Tim, all the way to the opposite corner for Ivy. He's swarmed by four players, tries to find a pass. It's knocked loose, but South Iron recovers it, and they'll reset with Tim Mays. Tim Mays takes it himself, mid-range two from the paint. Slick movement, looks like a running back finding the holes.
Head fake outside and a spin move through the paint. Cleared out all kinds of space. Good job, Tim Mays.
Back to South Iron's lead, 10-9, 3:30 in the first. Third place game of this tournament. Posting up as a flop, and they're going to call a travel. Tatum Jones traveled as it was Hovis who flopped trying to draw the foul.
It looked like he expected to get called or get the foul called on the first initial contact. Didn't get it and kind of just gave up on the play a little bit.
Tim Mays comes out. Austin Rubel in for the first time for South Iron. Rubel, a 5'7 sophomore. He also had Isaiah Gibbs check out for Arcadia Valley. 10-9 is your score. Coming in for AV was Dakota Jones. As the ball is knocked out of bounds at the AV bench, it stays with South Iron. So Dakota and Tatum Jones both on the floor. Nephew and uncle.
Nephew and uncle, that is correct. Tatum, I don't remember the whole story.
Tatum is the uncle. I asked Coach Turnbow. He kind of tried to explain it. He was confused as well. As we have a foul. Second foul of the game. It's the first one against Arcadia Valley. It goes against Peyton Whited. Clean game so far, 3:02 in the first quarter. It is 10-9 in favor of South Iron. Over the left wing, they reset to the top of the key. Rubel, right corner. Jake Mays thought about a three, didn't take it. Resets to Rubel against alternating defense. It's able to force a turnover. Pryor tipping it ahead to Wren. Wren brings it across center. Into the right corner. They try to get it back to Wren, and it's stolen by Rubel. Two on one the other way. Rubel has contact under the basket. No foul either way. It stays with South Iron off of the deflection. Trailing from behind were Wren and Whited. And it looks like we will have a timeout taken with 2:39 in the first quarter. 10-9 is the score. 30-second timeout. More basketball to come on J98.
When you have a concrete job, Polite Ready Mix is the name to remember. Polite Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Polite Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Polite Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Polite Ready Mix.
Coverage of this basketball tournament from Arcadia Valley brought to you by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. It's 10-9 South Iron in this third place game of this 90th edition of the tournament. 2:39 in the first quarter. Got to avoid the five count. Just gets it in. Throws it near center court, but it's mishandled. Stolen away. Whited tries to go baseline. He loses it, and he traveled before he lost it, so South Iron gets it back.
It seems like they on the possessions where one team can get out in transition, they trade turnovers.
Tim Mays, Cornell, Hovis, Ivy, and Rubel on the floor as they get it into Cornell, who puts it in and draws the foul, the assist coming from Ivy.
And that's the matchup South Iron wants down low. Cornell has the size advantage and has the speed down low to really be effective in this game if they can get him the ball, but Arcadia Valley is doing everything they can to keep that from happening.
Second Tiger foul, first on Tatum Jones. Wren comes out, replaced by Gibbs. So it is Gibbs, Pryor, the Joneses, and Whited on the floor. Free throw for Cornell. Swish.
High arcing free throw.
Biggest lead of the game for either team right now, 13-9 South Iron, 2:20 in the first quarter. Pryor top of the key for the Tigers. Ball knocked loose at the left wing, but recovered by Gibbs. Tries to feed to the elbow. It is stolen away by Rubel. He takes it ahead for the Panthers in the white and maroon against the Tigers in the black and gold. And it's out of bounds, stays with South Iron. Ivy was falling out of bounds, threw it off of the leg of Gibbs to maintain possession.
Smart play by Ivy. That's a senior move to realize you've got nothing to do but that and make it work effectively.
I want to thank our sponsors, including the Clearwater R1 schools in Piedmont. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter with a 13-9 score in favor of South Iron. Passing it around the arc. They get it into Cornell. The paint goes baseline right side and puts it in.
Good job by Cornell to gather that as it was knocked away on his way in. Corralled it, went up clean.
He's probably frustrated. He didn't get much success last night as a floater. No good in the middle of the lane from Pryor. Rebound again by South Iron. They've been dominating on the boards. Ivy into Cornell. He puts it in. He's heating up. He's got 9 and a timeout called by Arcadia Valley. With 1:30 to go in the first quarter, it is 17-9 in favor of South Iron. Back in 30 seconds on J98.
The Orange Blossom Florist in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like fragrant Swan Creek candles, willow tree figurines, and they now carry wood wick candles and more. That's the Orange Blossom Florist just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
We're here in Ironton on the stage. South Iron coming toward us, AV going away from us. We've got the AV cheerleaders and the Tiger mascot right in front of us here. It's 17-9 after an Arcadia Valley timeout. They are trailing South Iron. Clock now to 1:25 as we get back underway. Wide it at the right wing. Against 2-3 zone, left wing, looking back for Whited, stolen by Rubel. Oh, they got it back. Whited takes it all the way. Floater in traffic, got over the defender but missed it off the back iron, and a hard rebound by Browers. Big man using the size to hold on to the ball. Minute to go in the first quarter. They double team at the left wing. They get back to center. Playing the point is Tim Mays. Against what looks like a 2-3 zone right now for AV. They try to trap near center court, into the left corner, left wing for Tim Mays. Or assuming that was Rubel. Now it's Tim Mays. And now it's Rubel left wing. Thought about a three, didn't take it. Bounces it back to Mays. 40 seconds to go. They try to double team whoever has the ball. Now baseline floater off the side of the backboard. And Ivy got his own rebound. Tries again. Shot was blocked. But Browers under the basket gets it. He misses the shot as well. Pryor the rebound. Tigers get it with 30 seconds. Pryor at the left post goes all the way, and he draws the foul. He'll shoot two.
That's something we haven't seen from him at all, really, in this first quarter. He was active just on the one series, but for Arcadia Valley, if they want to be in this at the end, he has to get going, and soon.
Second foul of the game on South Iron. Both teams have two, and it was Sam Ivey's first. Jake Pryor at the line shooting two. The senior misses it short. Don't usually see a miss like that from a player of his caliber.
Now on the body language, man, it seems like he's carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders tonight.
20 points in their game against Ellington yesterday, 18 in their round one opening win. First team all AAA small school selection last year as he makes his second free throw. He'll be playing baseball at Mineral Area College. As he gets a steal off the inbound, Pryor, the bounce of the right block, Gibbs puts it in. AV with some momentum trying to get back into it. 17-12, 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Full court pressure is on. They try to get into the front court. They do. Panthers to the right corner. Jake Mays, 5 seconds. Hovis back to Mays in the corner. 3 seconds from the short corner. The jumper is short. Put back. Good. Tim Mays, what a play at the buzzer. 19-12 after one in favor of South Iron. This is the Arcadia Valley Basketball Tournament. Third place game on J98.
McCormick Networks is a recognized leader in voice and data technology and has been providing communication services to the region for over a century. McCormick Networks can help streamline your business and enhance productivity. Their certified technicians and engineers will design a communication system or computer network specifically for your needs. They're a proud supporter of the area's talented athletes and is pleased to sponsor KTJJ's broadcast of this year's 90th annual Arcadia Valley Tournament. Good luck, Whippets, and happy holidays from your friends at McCormick, your network specialist.
Lesterville Schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcat basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at Lesterville Schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville Schools. Go Bearcats!
Our coverage brought to you by Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. After one, it's 19-12 South Iron over Arcadia Valley, third place game of this 90th tournament. Stats brought to you by Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agents. Maron Cornell leading with 9 points for all players. Tim Mays with 6 for South Iron. Peyton Whited has the most for AV with 5. South Iron with the ball. Left wing, they throw it to the opposite wing to Jake Mays. Also out there, Cornell, Tim Mays, Hovis, and Browers. To the basket in traffic, the floater is good. That was Tim Mays.
He's been good in the paint so far tonight. It's with contact, without, he's gotten in open space every time down the floor.
21-12. Jake Pryor at the top of the key. Setting up almost an alley-oop under the basket. They don't have it. Back outside the arc. Over to the right wing. Wren bounces into the block. Back to Wren at the point. Against zone defense. Mid-range floater is good from Wren from the right side.
Not often are you going to take that approach against that zone, but Wren just took a lucky shot, threw it up, and it went.
21-14. South Iron in the white unis with maroon, black and white trim. Tigers in the all black with the gold trim. Over to the left wing for Hovis. Hard to describe the type of defense that AV's playing. Kind of a junk zone as we have a foul at the top of the key. Only the third foul of the game against AV, only two on South Iron.
You're seeing a true 2-3 from Arcadia Valley on the defensive end when Cornell's not in the game. They're respecting the talent of Cornell much more when he's in, running that triangle and two, and really putting the three guys, basically the 3, 4, and 5 on the defensive floor around him to keep him from getting anything going inside.
Gibbs got his first foul. It is Gibbs, Pryor, Wren, Tatum Jones, and Dakota Jones on the floor for the Tigers, who get the ball back. They say it was kicked, though, so South Iron retains possession. 6:48, second quarter, 21-14. Want to thank First State Community Bank in Farmington and Orange Blossom Cafe in Ellington. Inbounding from the baseline is Rubel. Into the top of the key, left wing. They thought about going back to Rubel. Instead, Hovis bounces it off of the, it was more of the thigh of Gibbs, but they called it a kickball.
Yeah, I think it was more just the motion of the kick. It looked like a kickball.
Clock now at 6:41 in the second. 90th edition of this tournament, the third place game here today. We have the championship to follow, Ellington and West County. That'll be a fun one. Over at the left wing, Jake Mays. Off to Rubel near center. Ivy into Cornell, posting up. Good shot fake on the baseline. You get him the ball under the basket like that, he will burn you. First player to double figures.
And that's what they're trying to avoid with that defense. He's just too good.
23-14. Right wing three from Wren. Swish. His second three ball of the game. It's 23-17.
It does not take long for him to get that shot off. If just a few feet of open space, and he'll burn you.
6:05, they try to go in the paint to Cornell, but the pass was low, and AV comes up with the ball. Pryor comes across center. Pull-up three for him. How did he put that in? He had to stop a lot of momentum, and just like that, the Tigers back within three. Timeout, South Iron. 23-25, 56, second quarter. The 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here as we get our crowd fired up. Again, Arcadia Valley, because of the seating, is the road team, but we're in
as
their
you
gym.
Can hear.
Yeah. Those are the Tiger faithful.
You've got to love this thing, man. There's nothing like it.
So that was the second timeout called by Coach Dusty Dinkins of South Iron. Ricky Turnbow, the coach on the other side for the Tigers.
The OG AV alum igniting the youthful crowd.
Oh. If I have that much energy, that guy's probably, what, 40s or 50s? I hope I have that kind of energy that guy's age.
I hope I do tomorrow.
I don't have that right now, and I'm 26. It's It's all downhill from here for me, I think.
You're plateauing.
I plateaued a long time ago, my friend.
Oh, man.
I'm Jordan Slocum, Greg Armbruster with you, Matt Greenwood doing a great job back at our studio. Back underway, South Iron with the ball. The left wing, Ivy, tries to go baseline. Door closes. Back outside the arc, right wing. Into the left corner, three-pointer from Hovis, puts it in.
Starting to trade some threes. That's really what brought AB back into it. We'll see if they try to penetrate and kick to get this zone out of the sorts.
Excuse me, that was actually Ivy, not Hovis, as it's stolen now by Hovis. He brings it into the front court, and he will travel. Didn't set his feet as he tried to pick a two from just inside the arc.
Just a little chop step right before he pulled up.
26-20, South Iron. Arcadia Valley has the ball, 5:20 in the second quarter. Pryor brings it into the front court against the 2-3 zone. He gets met by Ivy, goes to the elbow, goes to the basket, puts it up, and missed it. Offensive board, though. A spin, shot no good from Tatum Jones. Pinballs around. Coming up with it is South Iron. Rubel one-on-one the other way. Hard contact, and it's an offensive foul. Whited able to get the feet set.
I don't know how he did, but, man, he got in position just in the nick of time and actually was trailing that play initially.
So that'll be Rubel's first foul. Both teams have three here in the half. Very clean so far as Rubel will now check out of the game for South Iron with Tim Mays coming in. 5:02 second quarter, 26-20. AV with the ball, trailing. It is Pryor, Gibbs on the floor, Whited, and then the Joneses. Right wing three, and it's nothing but net for Whited. Back within three again, 26-23. South Iron quickly ahead. They thought about a three. Jake Mays instead passes to his brother Tim. Tim has it at the point. Over to the left wing for Ivy. Ivy dribbles once, back to Tim Mays. Mays with some dribbles to the right wing. He goes. He stops. Pressured closely by Wren. They reset back near center. Throw all the way to the left corner. Jake Mays takes it mid-range and puts in a floater.
He's impressive. He's not the biggest guy on the floor by any stretch, but he can elevate.
28-23. Left corner three, Pryor. Too long. Out of bounds off of AV. So it is South Iron ball.
I don't know how that went off AV, but I'll believe you.
I thought it went off of Cornell from here, but that's on the opposite end of the floor. Refs have a better view than us.
It's very true.
Just about halfway through the second quarter. Panthers up by five, all the way to the basket. Late feed, Cornell missed it, but he drew the fouls. Tim Mays went from center court to under the basket, elevated, and then kind of got rid of the ball at the last second to Cornell.
He used three strides to go from the perimeter to the low block and just a drop-off to Cornell. That was a nice pass.
Fourth foul of the Tigers and second for Isaiah Gibbs is Cornell. He's the only one who shot a free throw for South Iron. He's 1-for-1. He's now 2-for-2. Dakota Jones in, Isaiah Gibbs out for Arcadia Valley.
His shot at the free throw line is really smooth.
I want to thank Cheryl's Mini Mart in Annapolis and Ellington Auto Supply in Ellington. Second free throw, nothing but nylon. Cornell up to 13 in the game. And it's 30-23 halfway through the second.
This is where AV's got to make a push in these final 4 minutes of the half.
Right corner, Whited. He likes that spot, but he's too long this time. Left block, rebound, Hovis. Hovis bounces it to nobody, but they're able to get it back. Tim Mays at the free throw line. Feeds it off into the right corner. Jake Mays against the 2-3 zone. Top of the key, over to the right corner goes Tim Mays. Mays goes baseline. Tries to feed under the basket to Cornell. That worked on the last possession, but this time Dakota Jones was ready for it as he swats it out of bounds.
Yeah, that time the help defense for AV got there in time to prevent the same play from happening twice.
Panthers to inbound, right corner. Top of the key they go. Into the left corner. Under the basket, knocked loose and stolen away, Tatum Jones, and then a foul against Arcadia Valley, I do believe. No, it is against South Iron. Tim Mays gets his first, and both teams have four. 3:24 second quarter, 30-23. It's the third place game of the 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Boys Basketball Tournament. Pryor takes it all the way and drew the foul, and he'll shoot two. Hopefully you're working off that Thanksgiving food coma, listening to some basketball here. We appreciate it. Foul will go against Ivy, his second, and that's five now on South Iron with Jake Pryor. 6 points in the game, 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Right-handed free throw, good. We also want to thank American Family agent Ronnie Gibbs in Ironton, the Lesterville schools, and Dory's Place in Ellington. Second free throw, good from Jake Pryor, 30-25, 3:15 second quarter. These teams traded the lead a bit in the first quarter, but it's been all South Iron in terms of leading since then. But AV fighting back, they get a steal in the front court from Wyatt. He tries to go all the way, and then he ends up committing an offensive foul heading to the basket.
Now that last turnover for South Iron was their fifth in the second quarter. They had four through the first 8 minutes.
Wyatt with his second foul, both teams with five. 19-12 was the score after one. Five-point game right now, 3:05 in the second. Full court pressure is on, a man-to-man defense. Inbound comes to Cornell. In the backcourt paint, ahead they go. Mays will take it all the way right side, and he draws the foul. And Jake Mays will shoot two.
You can see Mays, when he looked up and saw it was a two-on-one, and he was at the disadvantage, he didn't think twice about taking it straight to the 10.
That will be Tatum Jones getting his second foul. Three guys with two fouls right now for Arcadia Valley as Mays makes his first free throw. 3 minutes exactly, second quarter, 31-25 in favor of South Iron in this third place game. Last year, South Iron finished third over Arcadia Valley. It was 64-54 as the second free throw is good. 32-25. Pryor to the perimeter left side, fade away. That shouldn't have worked. Filthy.
He's starting to find it now.
He has 10, 32-27. Get by the front, full court pressure. The right wing, long two, rejected out of bounds. And it will actually go to Arcadia Valley off the block as South Iron tried to save it.
The Panthers averaging over a turnover a minute so far in this second quarter.
32-27, 2:35 in the second quarter. Whited to Pryor at the point. Against the 2-3, Pryor to the left elbow. Jumper from there, miss it long. Offensive board, Gibbs. Shot fake, it's blocked. South Iron comes up with it, and then a foul against Wren, trying to get with the full court pressure against Rubel. Wren gets his first, and that's number seven. So a 1-1 will be coming up. First bonus free throws of the game. South Iron, 5-for-5 in this game. Arcadia Valley is 5-of-6. Not many free throws, but both teams have been successful when they've had them. Now Rubel will have a 1-1.
I think we're sitting at two fouls apiece at the end of the first quarter. Played clean through much of the first two quarters.
Misses the free throw, won't get a second. They won't get the ball back either. Rebound by AV and Dakota Jones as they get the little alley-oop toss-up. Nice job. It was Pryor, and he fed Whited.
Just exposing the backside of the zone on the help defense.
And a steal. Here we go. Gibbs going baseline. He puts it in. Don't look now. The Tigers are within one. 32-31. 2 minutes to go in the second. That full court pressure is rattling. South Iron trying to get into the front court. They trap near the South Iron bench. They come across center with the pass to Hovis. Tries to bounce into Cornell. It hit off a foot. And the referee calls it a kicked ball.
And it's just turnovers that have really cost South Iron. And give credit to Arcadia Valley. Just intensity on the defensive end, forcing seven turnovers in just a quarter.
Rubel will inbound from the baseline for the Panthers. Nobody guarding on the ball. Gets it. Quick shot. No, but a foul. And Hovis will shoot two.
I'd be curious to see who they chalk this up on. Be Whited or Pryor. And it looks like Pryor's going to get that one.
Pryor gets his first foul. Eight now on the Tigers. Only five on South Iron. AV has the possession arrow. Free throw up. Free throw short. I believe Hovis said, ah.
Yeah, I think that was a fair subtitle.
Second try now for the 6 foot junior. Right-handed free throw, the high arcing shot misses off the back iron. Rebound Arcadia Valley. They're down one, 1:45 in the second, looking for their first lead of the second quarter to the right corner. Whited, the three, the lead. He has 13.
And now the crowd is really starting to come to life. It's been all AV in the second quarter.
And then a travel with the backcourt pressure again. Hovis, the one who turns it over.
12 turnovers for South Iron in the game, 8 in the second quarter.
And we talked to Coach Dusty Dinkins in the pregame. And that was the big thing he said, don't turn the ball over. They have not succeeded in that goal here in the second quarter. Off the inbound, Whited, another three from the point. That missed everything, but an offensive board. Ball loose or on the floor. Still loose. Gibbs comes up with it under the basket for AV. It's loose again. Cue the circus music. We're still on the floor. Eventually, it's a jump ball. So that means Tiger ball.
And they already have the two-point edge. The momentum felt like it's been on their side for most of this quarter. And they've got an opportunity to extend the lead going into the break.
119, 34-32. The right wing, Isaiah Gibbs. Gibbs off to Pryor, the left wing, against the 2-3 zone. Pryor holds, back to Gibbs. Thought about a shot, goes to the free throw line, back to Pryor. Pryor drives, late cut, right wing, three from Wren. In and out, Cornell, the rebound on the left block for South Iron. He throws it all the way to the front court, finds Rubel, and Rubel's shot is rejected by Pryor, and then a foul after the fact on South Iron.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Browers for a shove.
They actually called Rubel.
Really?
So Rubel gets his second. South Iron now with six, with 57 seconds before halftime. Third place game, living up to the billing. Championship probably will as well. Ellington, West County coming up later tonight. AV by two, 50 seconds before the half. They pressure Pryor at the wing. He spins, and we have a collision at the elbow, and it's going to go on South Iron. So Rubel gets back-to-back fouls. He's now at three, and that'll send Pryor to the line for the one and one, as that was number seven.
That'll be something to keep an eye on. How deep is the guard play for South Iron?
Not particularly, as they bring in Hovis. They only dress eight. The varsity roster has nine, and one of those guys, Justin Rourke, is out.
And this is the first time we've seen both Cornell and Browers on the floor at the same time.
Two bigs. Pryor's free throw rims out. Browers the rebound for South Iron. Full court pressure is on again with 40 seconds before halftime. Tim Mays brings it across center to his brother Jake. Picks up the dribble, gives it back to Tim. Tim at the top of the key against the 2-3 zone. 30 seconds left. Jake Mays right corner. He's double teamed. Goes to the perimeter. Stops at the elbow. Back to Tim. Tim, the floater from the free throw line. Nothing but net. And he's got 10. We're tied at 34.
He's been great on the dribble drive.
15 seconds to go before halftime. Pryor at the left wing. To the perimeter. Out wide open three, but he traveled. It went in, but it didn't matter. Shuffled the feet, did Mr. Wren, who shrugs.
We've seen that on both ends of the floor, one from Wren, one from Jarvis, from Ivy, rather, where they kind of just chop the feet before they pull up.
10 seconds to go, full court pressure again. As got around it, Tim Mays goes to the right corner for his brother Jake. Thought about a three, fakes, tries it, misses it high off the rim. And that will end the second quarter. And at halftime, we are tied at 34 in this third-place game of the 90th Arcadia Valley Boys Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament. We'll come back. We'll look at the halftime stats brought to you by Eric Schweiss, your State Farm agent. Your halftime show presented by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. This is high school basketball on J98.
The new ownership at Lenny's in Lesterville would like to invite you to stop by for lunch or dinner. With an expanded menu, they have all your favorites. Grab a bowl of hot chili to warm up these cold winter days, and a fountain soda to wash it away. Now with Thursday specials, make Lenny's your go-to meal place. Come in or call it in at 573-637-2506. That's Lenny's in Lesterville, located on the corner of Highway 21 and Piola Road.
We don't want to be the ones to break the news, but Christmas is coming, and Fisher Furniture has free layaway. If you're looking for a gift that takes their breath away, start here and start now. Easy payments that you set, and we can have the gift ready to surprise when Christmas gets here. So yes, give that great television the brand new range or that comfy power recliner, and we can help. Get ready for Christmas at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton.
We're spreading holiday cheer. At First State Community Bank, we're giving away $1,000 per week from November 7th through December 31st. If you win, we'll pay back your FSCB debit MasterCard purchase of up to $1,000. And there may be multiple winners each week. So use your FSCB debit MasterCard for your Thanksgiving feast or to deck the halls. Every time you swipe, tap, dip, or click, you enter to win. First State Community Bank, success starts here. Member FDIC. Official rules at fscb.com/holidaypayday.
Jim, the owner of Ellington Auto Supply, reminds you that they carry all the items you need for your auto parts needs with more than 30 years of auto parts knowledge and experience. They've got you covered. And if it's not in stock at Ellington Auto Supply, well, they can order it with next day delivery. That's Ellington Auto Supply, where they treat you like family. Ellington Auto Supply, visit them today.
We welcome you back to Ironton, the Arcadia Valley Boys Basketball Thanksgiving Tournament. We're tied at 34 at halftime in the third place game between South Iron and Arcadia Valley. Halftime show brought to you by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. South Iron had a 19-12 lead after the first quarter after they traded the lead a couple of times in the quarter. They had the lead for most of the second, but AV able to take it late in the second. And we're even here at halftime. Stats brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss for South Iron. Ron Cornell leads the team with 13. Tim Mays has 10. Jake Mays, 6. Sam Ivey, 5. For Arcadia Valley, Peyton Whited with 13. Jake Pryor, 10. Austin Redd, 8. Isaiah Gibbs, 4. As far as fouls, Austin Rubel with 3 for South Iron. Sam Ivey has 2. 1 apiece for Tim Mays and Garrett Hovis. For Arcadia Valley, Gibbs, Whited, and Tatum Jones each have 2 fouls. Pryor and Wren each with 1. Other stats, 13 turnovers for South Iron, 9 of which came in the second quarter. 9 total turnovers for Arcadia Valley so far. South Iron leading the rebounding count 12-8. Those are your halftime stats brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss. Halftime show brought to you by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. Also want to thank some of our other great sponsors, including the host of this tournament, Arcadia Valley R2 School here in Ironton, and Fisher Furniture in Ironton. Again, halftime 34-34. We are tied in the third place game, South Iron and Arcadia Valley. Championship game to come. Scheduled tip-off at 8 o'clock as well. We'll have it for you here on J98. Ellington and West County, a rematch of last year's championship. This game's a rematch of last year's third place game. South Iron won at 64-54. And at halftime, it is 34-34 between South Iron and Arcadia Valley. More halftime coverage coming up next. Keep it here. High school basketball on J98.
Don's Place in Ellington, the home of quality Clark Gasoline, invites you to stop in and check out their great stuff food and hot stuff pizza. Anytime is a good time for hot stuff. How about a smash hit sub made fresh to order and fast? Don's Place is open 7 days a week to serve your needs with quality Clark Gasoline or hot stuff food. Don's Place in Ellington, a proud supporter of the community they serve.
The Clearwater School District in Piedmont would like to take this opportunity to wish the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament. The Clearwater School District knows that it takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work to be a winning team. The Tigers have shown that they have what it takes to succeed. And the Clearwater School District sends the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament.
Friday and Saturday are the last 2 days of Show Me Rent to Own Black Friday Week. Show Me Rent to Own has everything you need at a great price. On Black Friday, Show Me Rent to Own has new in-box 32-inch TVs for only $9.95 a week. Also, 43-inch LED TV LG, just $12.95 a week, and new PS4 Slim for $19.95 a week. If you can hear this ad, that means there's a Show Me Rent to Own location near you. Check out Show Me Rent to Own, where $3 takes it home during Black Friday Week.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
Back at halftime, brought to you by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. It is 34-34 between Arcadia Valley and South Iron in our third place game. And again, we have the championship coming up later tonight. That will be Ellington and West County. The semifinals yesterday, Ellington defeated Arcadia Valley 74-51. West County defeated South Iron 60-50. In the fifth place game earlier tonight, it was Bismarck who defeated Clearwater 78-48. So you have Lesterville and Fredericktown, who lost their first round and consolation game, so they tie for seventh. Clearwater takes sixth, Bismarck fifth. This game, the fight for fourth and third. Later tonight, fight for first and second. That's where we're at here at the 90th Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. It's amazing how many people want to spend their Thanksgiving here in Ironton enjoying some basketball. It's a tradition that dates back to 1927. The president that year was old Calvin Coolidge, everyone's favorite president. The first transatlantic telephone call was made that year from New York to London, and the New York Yankees in 1927 were your World Series champion, led by Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. So that's your history lesson. Thank you, Wikipedia, for that. Tied at 34 again at halftime between Arcadia Valley and South Iron. We'll take one last break and wrap up our halftime show brought to you by Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, and get ready for the start of quarter number three. Tied at 34, high school basketball on J98.
Don's Place in Ellington, the home of quality Clark Gasoline, invites you to stop in and check out their great stuff food and hot stuff pizza. Anytime is a good time for hot stuff. How about a smash hit sub made fresh to order and fast? Don's Place is open 7 days a week to serve your needs with quality Clark Gasoline or hot stuff food. Don's Place in Ellington, a proud supporter of the community they serve. Meadowbrook Residential Care of Pilot Knob is dedicated to caring for the elderly. Meadowbrook is a licensed assisted living facility promoting independence for their residents and their families. Meadowbrook Residential Care is family-owned and operated, and they take great pride in the services they have provided for more than 17 years. You can rest with confidence that at Meadowbrook Residential Care in Pilot Knob, your loved one will be given the best of care.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out and on your way, guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
The next time you're passing through Annapolis, make a quick stop at Cheryl's Mini Mart on Highway 49. They've got a little bit of everything: groceries, milk, snacks, even a deli. And don't forget their delicious buffet-style pizza. You can get your gas, lottery tickets, and much more, all in one quick and convenient stop. They are expanding with more seating, a bigger menu, daily specials, ATM, and more. Cheryl's Mini Mart, open 7 days a week. Wish the best of luck to South Iron Athletics.
The new ownership at Lenny's in Lesterville would like to invite you to stop by for lunch or dinner. With an expanded menu, they have all your favorites. Grab a bowl of hot chili to warm up these cold winter days, and a fountain soda to wash it away. Now with Thursday specials, make Lenny's your go-to meal place. Come in or call it in at 573-637-2506. That's Lenny's in Lesterville, located on the corner of Highway 21 and Piola Road.
Time for the third quarter from Ironton. Third place game of the 90th Arcadia Valley Boys Basketball Tournament. Tied at 34, South Iron starting with the ball. We're on the stage, so they're going away from us in the all-white with the maroon and black trim. The Tigers in the all-black with the gold trim. Tim Mays starts with the ball, gives it to the right wing to Sam Ivey, into the right corner for Jake Mays. Also out there, LaRon Cornell and Garrett Hovis, the starting five for the Panthers. Left wing, Hovis. The right wing against a 2-3 zone into the right corner. Back to the right wing, Jake Mays. Mays to the free throw line. Late pass, looking for Cornell, but he wasn't there. Stolen away by Isaiah Gibbs. And Gibbs has it stolen near center court, but he gets it back. Against a 3-2, 2-3-ish zone, Arcadia Valley with the ball. Pryor at the left wing, into the left corner. It's held by Peyton Whited. Right wing, Austin Wren. He tries a three, misses it short. Cornell the rebound for South Iron. Starting five out there for Arcadia Valley: Wren, Pryor, Gibbs, Whited, and Tatum Jones. Left wing, into the left corner, baseline drive. Tim Mays misses the shot from the left block. Pryor the rebound, tries to rush ahead for the Tigers, and he's holding his right eye. Not sure what happened there, but he pulled up with the ball near center court and put his hand on his face. Looks like he's okay. Maybe a contact got shuffled around or something. Pryor needed a moment, and he'll be good to go. 6:57 in the third quarter, tied at 34. So Pryor playing the point. He's at the left wing to the perimeter. He'll try a long fadeaway. He puts it in and draws the foul. Jake Pryor, you're nasty.
And, man, that was really what sparked AV yesterday, was when Pryor started to go, the Tigers started to go.
Going to lure him into a false sense of security, make him think that I'm hurt and I'm not going to do well, and just drops that in on him. Jake Mays gets the first foul of the half. Pryor has 12, and he'll stay at 12. He misses the free throw short, but it's stolen by Gibbs after a rebound by Cornell, so the Tigers have the ball up by two. Left corner three wided. Swish.
Man, they are really feeling it from outside, and it seems like the halftime delay didn't change that.
Coach Dusty Jenkins of South Iron is not happy. He will call his team's third timeout. With 6:37 in the third quarter, AV has their largest lead of the game, up 39-34. Back in 30 seconds on J98.
When you have a concrete job, Polite Ready Mix is the name to remember. Polite Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Polite Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Polite Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Polite Ready Mix.
Arcadia Valley with a 39-34 advantage here. 6:38 in the third quarter of the third-place game. Tigers trying to avenge a loss in the third-place game to South Iron last year in this 90th tournament. Jordan Slocum and Greg Armbruster with you. Matt Greenwood doing a great job back at the studio. South Iron with the ball out of their third timeout. Full court pressure near center court and a foul. A little bit too handsy. Either Gibbs or Whited. They were both there. It will be Whited.
You know, Jordan, after talking to the four coaches that are in this tournament tonight, the same four that were in it last year, they all say the same thing. Hustle can win this tournament, and you're seeing a lot of hustle from AV.
Foul win against Gibbs, his third of the game. 6:20, South Iron to the basket. Good stand-up block under the basket by Pryor. It goes out of bounds, and a South Iron player, Tatum Jones, a bit slow to get up. He'll stay on the floor. Dakota Jones will come in, and Gibbs comes out. So Tatum's nephew checks into the game. You heard that right. 6:20, inbound from the baseline all the way outside the arc to the right wing for South Iron. And Jake Mays, they work it to the left corner for Tim Mays. He's at the elbow, loses his footing, and travels. Arcadia Valley ball.
And it was turnovers in that second quarter by South Iron. And AV closed the gap, took momentum and the lead. And turnovers carrying over into the second half.
5-0 in the quarter for Arcadia Valley. Pryor playing at the top of the key for the Tigers. Into the left corner for Wren. Wren goes baseline. The floater over Cornell missed it short. Rebound brought in by the Panthers. Hovis will take it all the way. Nope, late bounce to the corner. Three right side. Jake Mays missed it long. Offensive board and a foul. Hovis will shoot two.
Yeah, that's a good look from the corner right there. Mays just didn't knock it down, but thankfully Hovis camped out in the right spot at the right time.
Tatum Jones gets his third foul, 2.5 now for Arcadia Valley. Garrett Hovis, 0 for 2 at the free throw line. No points yet in the game for the young man. That has just changed, makes the first free throw.
If I'm South Iron, knowing that you're big on the floor and Tatum Jones has 3 fouls, I'm taking it to his chest with the guards every time down the floor.
Second free throw, nothing but net as well. And they will make a sub, Arcadia Valley, that is. For the first time in this game, Dylan Huff will check in. He replaces Tatum Jones. Huff, 5'6", senior.
And they are small across the board, is Arcadia Valley right now.
39-36, third quarter, 5:45, AV with the lead. As Pryor, he might be the tallest guy on the floor at the top of the key, and he's your point guard. Huff with it near center, into the left corner. Whited drives baseline, a floater, misses short. Loose at the block, rebounded by Garrett Hovis at South Iron. Into the left corner, Tim Mays pull up two from the left baseline, missed it long, rebound by Huff. Huff gives it ahead to Pryor. Pryor will go all the way in traffic. Couple guys in his face, able to draw the shooting foul and get a shot off the rim.
It's turnovers plaguing South Iron, and rebounds, allowing them to keep it close.
Foul will be number two on South Iron, and the first on LaRon Cornell. His first free throw for Jake Pryor misses off the left side. So Pryor, in seven tries at the line, has made three. Kind of his only blemish in this game. Otherwise, he's done a lot of good, and he misses that one short, but an offensive board by Wren. Tigers will reset. Pryor at the right wing to the free throw line. Late bounce and a foul from behind. Two shots coming for Dakota Jones.
Yeah, there wasn't much could happen after that setup from Pryor. Getting that inside to Dakota Jones. The defense, it was either give up the bucket or foul him.
Sam Ivey gets his third foul. Team foul number three. Left-handed free throw misses off the left side for Dakota Jones. A lot of missed free throws the last few times at the line for the Tigers.
Be a much different game if they were hitting their shots like they were last night.
Rubel, who has three fouls, comes back in. Ivy's out for South Iron. Arcadia Valley on top, 39-36, 5-12, third quarter. Second free throw. This one is good from Jones, his first point of the game. And the Tigers are up by four. They trap in the corner off the inbound. Good pass finding Hovis, though. Throws it ahead. Rubel goes left baseline. He doesn't have it. Late pass. Back outside the arc, right wing. This is Tim Mays. He didn't have the shot. They'll try to reset, but a very feisty defense right now for Arcadia Valley. A 2-3 zone, but a very aggressive one. Top of the key, Jake Mays to the perimeter. Into the left corner of the pass. The three, Rubel, too long. Offensive board, Cornell on the left side. He puts it up, missed it. Still loose in the paint. Rubel got it back. He just throws it in the general direction of the hoop. Missed it, but Cornell gets the rebound again, and he finally draws the foul and gets the play to end.
You get three boards, one trip down the floor for South Iron. They are dominating on the glass.
And you mentioned that size advantage definitely for South Iron with the smaller lineup in as Pryor gets his second foul, both teams with three.
I've got the rebounds 18-11 in favor of South Iron. Flip that for turnovers, 15-9.
Cornell misses the free throw. He's 3-for-4 at the line. 13 points for the 6'4 senior. Ron Cornell, 4:38 in the third quarter. Second free throw. That makes it 40-37. South Iron down by three. Arcadia Valley with the ball. Third place game of this 90th tournament. They feed inside. Shot is blocked by Cornell, but AV gets it back. Top of the key, three from Pryor. Missed it short. Cornell the board for the Panthers. Ahead with it is Austin Rubel. Comes across center. Into the right corner. Thought about a three. Instead, they give it back to Rubel. Against the 2-3 zone. Chest pass left wing. Into the block. Jumper. In and out from Hovis. Rebound under the basket by Pryor. Back the other way for Arcadia Valley. Pryor to the perimeter. Into the corner. Three-pointer. Drew the foul. Missed the shot. Whited will shoot three.
And that's going to be on Rubel.
That's four on Rubel. And four on the team in the half.
With 12 minutes of time still in this contest.
Four fouls off the bench, no less.
Man, and there's not a lot of depth at the guard position on that bench.
It's a varsity roster that has nine kids. They've only dressed eight tonight with an injury to Justin Rourke. So not a whole lot of options. As the first free throw of three is good from Peyton Whited. He's 3-for-3 in the game and leads all players with 17. 41-37, 4:04 third quarter, Arcadia Valley on top. Peyton Whited, 5'10 junior. He had only 2 points against Ellington yesterday as he makes the second free throw. Averaged four a game last year, and he's got 18 tonight as Rubel is out and Sam Ivey is in for South Iron.
Yeah, between Whited and Wren, it's hard to pick who to pick up on defensive end on the wings because they're both trigger men and having success tonight.
And it's good again. 3-for-3 for number 33. 43-37, halfway through the third quarter. Into the front court for South Iron. No, not quite yet. They had to keep passing around against the pressure defense. Left wing, Tim Mays. Dribbles once, dishes to the right wing. One dribble and back for Ivy and back to Mays. Mays to the free throw line, over to Ivy, right wing. Looking inside for Cornell, stolen by Pryor. Pryor brings it across center at the left wing. To the perimeter, lost handle of the ball, and Hovis comes up with it. And Hovis gets bumped by Whited, who was a little bit too handsy, coming back down the other way. So Whited now with three fouls. And that's four for both teams.
And the way it's trending, if both teams get into a foul, a bonus situation in the fourth quarter, it's not looking pretty for AV right now.
43-37, 3:30 third quarter. South Iron with the ball trailing. Here from Arcadia Valley, although South Iron technically the home team tonight. It's got to confuse some of the AV fans who look at that scoreboard and see home and guests have switched. Mays at the top of the key, right corner, baseline drive. The floater hangs on the rim and falls for Sam Ivey.
This, the help defense never came over. Everybody was focused on Cornell and a clear path down the baseline.
South Iron back within four, 43-39. Right wing contested three, missed it off the back iron from Wren, offensive board prior. And then he gets bumped by Hovis, who will pick up his second foul. It was on the floor, and it's foul number five of the half for the Panthers. Battle of the Big Cats tonight in this third-place game. 43-39, 3:01 third quarter. Championship to come later tonight, Ellington in West County. We'll have it here for you on J98. Inbound to left wing, Dakota Jones, into Pryor at the corner. Left side loses the ball, rolls on the floor near center court. AV got it back. Pryor has a lane to the basket. It closes, but he puts up a shot anyway. Missed it. Cornell, the rebound in the paint, throws it all the way. Pass is complete. Fake at the right block, and a foul. Cornell could play quarterback with that throw.
Yeah, that was a beauty of a baseball pass about 60 feet down the court. Found the man intended with Mays under the bucket and draws the foul on Pryor.
So five on both teams, and Pryor gets his third as Isaiah Gibbs will come in for Pryor. So it is Gibbs. Now we'll get to the lineups after this. A timeout is called. 2:45 third quarter. It's 43-39. Timeout called by Arcadia Valley. Third place game here on J98.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Ronnie Gibbs at Ronnie Gibbs Agency, Pilot Knob in Fredericktown, 573-546-7101.
It is 43-39, 2:45 third quarter. Arcadia Valley on top of South Iron here in the third quarter of this third-place game. Last year, third-place game went to South Iron. It was tied at halftime, 34-34. South Iron was up by seven after the first quarter. Down by four right now, and they have the ball. Pass to the top of the key for Sam Ivey. Long throw left corner for Tim Mays. Also out there, you have Jake Mays, LaRon Cornell. And they get it in to Cornell, and he goes right baseline and puts it in. So Cornell with 16 points. Right wing for Huff. Back to Huff after a pass inside. He tries a three, missed it short, and a rebound by Hovis. He's the fifth on the floor for South Iron. They try to pass aggressively under the basket, but it's stolen by Huff. Huff gets aggressive. His pass knocked out of bounds, stays with the Tigers as they will make two subs. So now on the floor for the Tigers, we have Tatum Jones, Jake Pryor, Peyton Whited, Dakota Jones, and Isaiah Gibbs. Tigers only up by two right now, 43-41. They have the ball in the black and gold against the white and purple of the Panthers. White and maroon, I should say. West County's the real purple. I'll have that later tonight. Left wing for Gibbs. Free throw line. Pass right corner. Looking back to Pryor. Right wing. Looking for a pick from Jones. Didn't get it. Over to the left corner. It's held by Gibbs. Back to Pryor at the point. Tries a contested three. Doesn't matter. He puts it in.
In your face.
15 points for Jake Pryor. Back to a five-point Tiger lead. 46-41. 90 seconds in the third. They trap near the AV bench, but they get the pass away all the way. Late feed Cornell out of bounds and goes back to AV as the pass a little bit too far in front from Tim Mays. 1:24 remaining in the third. Want to thank Lenny's in Lesterville and Spooner's Restaurant in Ellington. Pryor gets a pick from Jones, goes to the elbow. Left side jumper, airballed it short. Pinballs around, offensive board, and they put it in. Was that shot before the foul or after? They didn't really signal. And it is going to be a shot and the foul.
Big bucket.
That's foul number six on South Iron. So the basket good, and now the free throw coming. Shot is up from Dakota Jones. Missed it off the left side. Rebound by South Iron. South Iron quickly ahead at the right block. Double team, tries a shot anyway that Jake Mays, didn't work. Minute to go in the third quarter, 48-41 AV, right corner, Whited three. Misses off the side of the backboard. Rebounded at the elbow though, and Gibbs draws a shooting foul against Cornell. He'll shoot two.
This is the first quarter where the rebounding totals were remotely close, and you can see because AV's now extending the lead.
So Cornell gets his second foul with 50 seconds in the third quarter. Arcadia Valley looking for their biggest lead of the game. Free throw from Isaiah Gibbs. Bounces around, does not go. Gibbs, a 6-foot junior. 8 points yesterday in the semifinal against Ellington. 48-41 the score. Now it's 49-41 as he makes the second free throw. South Iron, they've had some trouble with that defense, and there's a travel. Just Tim Mays lost his footing a little bit with two guys in his face.
And that is the 19th turnover. We're not even into the fourth quarter.
Imagine Coach Dusty Dinkins not going to be pleased about that. Inbound from the baseline. They left Whited wide open at the right corner, but he did not make them pay. Rebound right block by Hovis. Hovis throws it ahead to Jake Mays. Floater right side with the kiss. Puts it in. 49-43, 30 seconds in the third. Pryor taking his time, bringing it across center. South Iron settling in that defense. Looks like it's a man-to-man right now. Pryor near center, 20 seconds to go. Gets a pick from Dakota Jones. Didn't do anything with it, and they reset to Whited. And he'll drain the clock down with 15 seconds. Back to Pryor near center. 10 seconds, Pryor. Still near center, 7. Goes to the point, 6. Dishes left corner. Whited fakes it. Back to Pryor, 3 from the left wing. No good. Rebound, full throw. No from the back iron, or from the back row. And it's 49-43. After 3 in favor of Arcadia Valley. This is the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament third place game on J98.
McCormick Networks is a recognized leader in voice and data technology and has been providing communication services to the region for over a century. McCormick Networks can help streamline your business and enhance productivity. Their certified technicians and engineers will design a communication system or computer network specifically for your needs. They're a proud supporter of the area's talented athletes and is pleased to sponsor KTJJ's broadcast of this year's 90th annual Arcadia Valley Tournament. Good luck, Whippets, and happy holidays from your friends at McCormick, your network specialist.
The entire faculty and staff of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District would like to take this time to wish the Arcadia Valley Tigers all the best in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Teamwork is important to excel in sports, and that teamwork has proven to be successful for the Arcadia boys basketball team. You have what it takes to be winners and successful in your future. Good luck to the Arcadia Valley Tigers from everyone at the Arcadia Valley School District.
Time for the fourth quarter of the third place game of this 90th Arcadia Valley Boys Basketball Tournament third place game. 49-43, Arcadia Valley on top of South Iron. AV starts with the ball coming toward us in the black and gold, South Iron, the white and maroon. The left elbow ball is lost by Jones, but recovered near the bench by Pryor, and they'll be able to reset. Pryor, the Joneses, on the floor along with Gibbs and Wren. Right side, great handoff, Isaiah Gibbs along the baseline for 2. 8-point game. And then a travel, again the pressure defense. They trap Rubel near the Tiger bench and he lost his footing. That turnover number keeps getting higher for South Iron.
Just hit 20.
Tigers their biggest lead of the game. Pryor at the elbow. In traffic, bad idea, shot blocked by Browers. We go back the other way, right side layup, easy in for Jake Mays. Mays, Rubel, Browers, Cornell, and Ivy on the floor for the Panthers. 51-45. Top of the key, Whited. Left wing, held by Dakota Jones. Now Pryor at the point. Against the man-to-man defense, left corner. In at the elbow, had an open look, but it's mishandled. Tigers got it back, long two, airballed from Whited, rebound by Jake Mays for South Iron. Panthers trying to get back in it. Mays at the left wing, lost his footing, it's stolen away by Gibbs, one-on-one against Rubel. Gibbs right side, and Rubel draws the foul, swatted at the ball. Rubel has his hands in the air saying, hey, I hit the ball and nothing else. The referee disagreed.
Yeah, the South Iron faithful definitely agreed with Rubel.
That's his fifth, so he's out of the game. That's foul number seven as well. I believe it was a shooting foul, so he'll shoot two, but they are in the bonus moving forward.
AV has to be decent, at least, from the free throw line, or this lead's going to go away.
Gibbs has 7 points. He is 1-for-2 in the game at the line as Tim Mays will come in to replace Rubel. And they haven't gone any deeper to the bench than seven guys, and one of those seven is gone. Garrett Pauley is the only other guy who's dressed, and we've not seen him in the game. Right-handed free throw for Gibbs is good. 52-45, 6:45 fourth quarter. I want to thank Meadowbrook Residential Care in Pilot Knob and Norman Crumpecker Bail Bonds in Potosi. Strangle referee, Norman will help you out. Second free throw good from Gibbs. 53-45, that full court pressure on again in the backcourt. Cornell looking for a long pass to the left wing. Ball loose under the basket. Arcadia Valley got it, but then a travel as Gibbs had to try to save it from going out of bounds. So South Iron gets the ball on their own baseline. Panthers had a 7-point lead after the first quarter, tied at halftime, entered this quarter down 6. Right now they're down by 7. Inbound to the left corner. Down by 8. I can't math. Left wing 3. Jake Mays missed it off the left side. Loose under the basket. Stays with South Iron. 53 minus 45 is 8.
Huh. You're right.
Weird.
Is it like that every time?
I think so.
Oh.
Looking for the inbound. Tim Mays. Late inbound. Ooh. One-handed snag by Cornell. Almost went over his head. He dishes to the right wing. Didn't have it against the 2-3 zone. Over the left wing, the pass. Ivy tries a three. Ivy makes a three.
Big-time bucket. Ivy had time to think about it. Double clutch didn't faze him. And South Iron's right back in it.
53-48. 6:05 in the fourth. Pryor at the left wing. A little light pass to the left corner. Into Jones at the left elbow. Off to the other Jones. And a foul before a shot try. Dakota got fouled, and it'll be a 1-1 for him with Browers getting his first.
And we're going to see a good deal of free throws coming from Arcadia Valley. If they continue to make those, they're going to walk out of here with a W.
Hobus is in, Browers is out for South Iron. 6 minutes exactly in the fourth, 53-48. Third place game, 90th. Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Boys Basketball Tournament. The left-handed free throw misses, rebound by South Iron. They try to work by the defense they do to the right elbow. Jake May stops, gives it to his brother Tim. Left corner, Ivy goes baseline, runs out of room, finds Cornell, and Cornell able to get his first basket in a long while.
He's a big, lanky-looking fella, but, man, he shows some power when he gets double-teamed and triple-teamed.
Panthers within three. Pryor jumper from the free-throw line. Does not fall. Ball knocked loose at the corner, out of bounds. And it will go to South Iron. As Austin Wren is back in for the Tigers. 5:32 in the fourth, 53-50. And this is just the third place game, folks. We've got the championship later tonight, Ellington and West County. Cornell gets it to the top of the key, left corner. Ivy, they reset to Tim Mays against the 2-3 zone. Tim Mays at the right wing to the perimeter. Off to the left wing, Ivy for three. Missed it. Rebound at the right block by Pryor. AV back the other way. Pryor, late kick, right corner. Long time to think about it. Gibbs for three, put it in.
You cannot let him have that kind of space. If he's got time to eye it up, size it up, he's going to nail it every time.
56-50. Pressure defense again. South Iron gets through it. Wing-to-wing pass, right corner three. Jake Mays, too long. Offensive board, though, from Hovis, who swarmed. Looking for a pass, gets it out. Left corner three, Ivy. Money.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
Three-point game, 56-53. AV with the ball in the narrow lead. 4:35, fourth quarter. Pryor just past left wing. One dribble and back to Pryor at the point. Left wing Wren, he tries a three. Misses it short. Loose in the paint. Still loose, kicked out of bounds off of Cornell's foot. And will be Arcadia Valley ball.
Good call. Official Craig Gibbs making that call. In position. Correct call.
Ran to inbound from the baseline. Somebody in the crowd on the stage was actually talking it over with the ref, and he explained it to him. Pryor goes all the way. The floater around Cornell missed it, and Cornell a big, strong rebound in the paint. South Iron maybe could tie it up here, down three. They slow it down a little bit. Tim Mays over to the right wing for his brother Jake. Now back to Tim at the point. Tim to the elbow. Feed to the right block. Oh, they've got Cornell open under the basket. The dish from Hovis. That was beautiful.
The help defense closed on Hovis, and everybody forgot about Cornell. Easy money.
1-point game, 56-55. To the elbow, going baseline. Gibbs in traffic. Misses the shot. Rebound in the paint by Hovis. South Iron with the ball. Down one. All the way goes Tim Mays. Missed it. Rebound by Pryor for the Tigers. 3:35 in the fourth. AV will slow it down and let everybody get set up. They lead 56-55. Pryor at the right wing. Off to the right side, Gibbs. Now Pryor in the short corner. To the paint, to the basket, and he is fouled by Cornell. Under the basket, and he'll shoot two.
Well, I guess if you're going to have somebody at the line, if you're South Iron tonight, you're okay with it being Pryor.
He's missed his last four. He is 3 of 8 in the game. 15 points overall as Cornell makes it 10 fouls on South Iron, so two shots the rest of the way. That was Cornell's third foul, and Pryor makes the first free throw.
Of course he's going to knock in the clutch free throws.
57-55. Arcadia Valley up by two in this third place game. Second free throw, good as well. And a timeout called by AV. 3:23 on the clock, 58-55. We'll take a 30-second break. High school basketball on J98.
We don't want to be the ones to break the news, but Christmas is coming, and Fisher Furniture has free layaway. If you're looking for a gift that takes their breath away, start here and start now. Easy payments that you set, and we can have the gift ready to surprise when Christmas gets here. So yes, give that great television the brand new range or that comfy power recliner, and we can help. Get ready for Christmas at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton.
Both teams will have two timeouts remaining. 58-55. Double bonus right now for Arcadia Valley. Only five fouls against the Tigers. Third place game of this 90th Thanksgiving tournament. Oh, by the way, it's still Thanksgiving. You wouldn't know it. It feels like a state tournament game almost.
Yeah, not too many seats available inside this gym at the moment. It's Thanksgiving. It's like a giant family reunion out here.
And we've got the championship game still to come. 3:23 left in the fourth quarter of this one. South Iron has Cornell, Hovis, Ivy, Tim Mays, and Jake Mays on the floor. Hovis will inbound, going away from us here on the stage in the white and maroon. Tigers in the black and gold. Inbound comes to Mays. They double-team him. He quickly gets it back to Hovis. Hovis gets double-teamed near the sideline. Still in the backcourt. He gives it off to Mays. Into the right corner for the other Mays. Jake. Now Tim, the right wing, against the 2-3 zone defense. Right wing. Jake Mays thought about a three. Bounces it back to Tim. 3 minutes to go. Tim Mays, right wing. To Ivy at the point. Left corner, Jake Mays thought about a three, goes baseline, mid-range two, deflected and blocked out of bounds by Gibbs. South Iron keeps it.
Impressive defense for Gibbs to block that from behind cleanly.
Tim Mays will inbound from the baseline. Bounces to the corner for Sam Ivy on the left side. Throw all the way to the opposite corner. Tim Mays had to jump high just to keep it from going out of bounds. Now he'll charge to the basket. Misses the floater from mid-range. Offensive board. Shot no good from Hovis. Out of bounds. Stays with South Iron.
Tim Mays is so good in chaos. If there's disarray around him, if there's bodies falling all over, that's when he's at his best.
Tim Mays, 5'9", senior. 10 points in this game. His team down by three. Inbound to the right corner. To the right elbow, Ivy. Bounce baseline, Cornell. Good, and the foul. He's got 22, and he can tie the game up with a free throw.
And he has been pretty solid at the charity stripe tonight.
Pryor gets his fourth foul. Team fouls up to six. Free throw from Cornell. He makes it. He is 5 of 6, and we're tied at 58. With 2:37 and ticking in the fourth quarter. Pryor at the right wing, looking for a pick at the point. Dishes to the left wing, to the left elbow, back to Pryor. Bounce right corner, Peyton Whited. Whited takes it along the arc. They go baseline, open look for Wren. He puts it in, and he draws the foul against Cornell.
A beautiful pass from Wyden. Jumps from block to block while in the air, pushes a palm pass to a baseline cutter. Beautiful setup.
Cornell gets his fourth foul.
That was a schoolyard pass.
And now we have a substitution. Dakota Jones comes in. Tatum Jones comes out.
Offense for defense.
Wren. Right-handed free throw. Puts it in. 61-58 in favor of AV. 2:20 in the fourth. Quickly ahead, South Iron at the free throw line. Jake Mays out to brother Tim. Top of the key. Dribbles left-handed. Looking into the left block. That was Hovis. It's out of bounds. And it goes to AV.
A little too much sauce on the pass from Hovis to Cornell. He just couldn't handle it along the baseline.
Pryor, Gibbs, Dakota Jones, Wren, and Whitett on the floor for the Tigers with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 61-58, Tigers lead with the ball. Wren pressured at the right wing. They hand it off, Whitett. He's at the left wing. Now they're taking their time against the 2-3 zone. Into the free throw line, trying to find Pryor. They don't have it. A little bit too aggressive from Gibbs. Loses the ball in the paint. We're on the floor, and apparently Arcadia Valley had possession long enough to get a timeout called, and they'll have one timeout remaining.
I like that no call there from the officials on that previous drive. He initiated the contact. The crowd wanted the foul called there for Arcadia Valley, but he definitely initiated that contact. I like the no call.
We'll keep it here. Post-game coverage brought to you shortly by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. That's also our pre-game coverage. So we get set for the championship later tonight, Ellington and West County. We are in the third place game. 61-58 is your score in favor of Arcadia Valley. They have one timeout left, six fouls against them. South Iron, 10 fouls against them. They have two timeouts, and they have the possession arrow.
Yeah, would you have it any other way for the championship night, third place game, really setting the tone for what this tournament always is.
Always a fun show to start the season. These teams met in the third place game last year. It was South Iron winning that night, 64-54. This one, 61-58 in favor of Arcadia Valley, who will have the ball out of the timeout. Tatum Jones sitting on the ground near the bench. He might have gotten hurt on that last possession.
He's got the ice pack out. Looks like he's putting it on the ankle.
1:43 on the clock.
Looks like a kneecap.
Not a place you want to get hurt. As the Ellington cheerleaders come in and go along the back baseline to get out of the way. Wren inbound from the baseline for AV. Gets it into the corner for Dakota Jones, and they take it outside the arc and slow things down. Gibbs, they dish it around back to Wren. 1:35, they're playing keep away. Pryor holds at the left wing. Pryor throws to the opposite wing for Wren. He'll have the ball above his head. Now back to Pryor, double team near the center line. Pryor bounces left wing. Clock to a minute 20. They work it back near center to Wren. On him is Ivy. Now Pryor near center, guarded by Tim Mays. Back to Wren. 1:15, they throw it away. Trying to go inside, South Iron ball.
And I don't, that's not the play that they wanted at all out of the timeout. Coach Turnbull wanted to spot up corner three and couldn't get it.
And then too aggressive on the AV defense, just a little bump from Wren. His second foul, and that's a 1-1. That's foul number 7.
Wow. Good job by AV to take it all the way to a minute 11 left in the game to get into the bonus situation. Over South Iron, you've got to make the most of it.
Tim Mays, 10 points in this game, has the 1-1. His team down 61-58. Three dribbles, right-handed free throw, missed off the right side, and a rebound by Arcadia Valley and Gibbs. Minute 7, throw it into the front court. Wren stops near the scorer's table, pressured closely by Jake Mays. Now it's Pryor. Pryor uses his butt. They tried to draw a flop, didn't get it. Tigers pass it back to Wren, now back to Pryor as they're playing keep away. 50 seconds to go, Wren left wing. All over him is Jake Mays. Wren still at the left wing to the perimeter. They hand it off to Pryor, wing extended. Near the bench, back to Wren at the point, 40 seconds left. When is South Iron going to foul? That's the question now. Pryor bounces, 35 seconds. They look for Pryor, and there's the foul. As it was Tim Mays trying to dive in to steal it. made some body contact. It's his second, and two shots will be coming up for AV.
Jordan, that was a lot of time to see come off the clock in that situation when this is possibly going to turn into a two-possession game.
61-58. It is two shots for Jake Pryor, who is 50% on the day at the free throw line. Five makes, five misses. He misses that one off the left side.
Hear a collective sigh of relief.
And timeout will be called. I believe South Iron called this one, and they did. So now both teams will have one timeout remaining. We'll take a timeout as well. 61-58 is your score. Back in 30 seconds from Arcadia Valley.
Kim, the owner of Ellington Auto Supply, reminds you that they carry all the items you need for your auto parts needs with more than 30 years of auto parts knowledge and experience. They've got you covered. And if it's not in stock at Ellington Auto Supply, well, they can order it with next day delivery. That's Ellington Auto Supply, where they treat you like family. Ellington Auto Supply. Visit them today.
Second free throw will be coming out of the timeout for Pryor. Arrow favors South Iron. Both teams with one timeout. 61-58 Arcadia Valley on top. AV is in the double bonus. South Iron in the boring old regular bonus with seven fouls.
And all of 33 ticks on the clock.
31.3.
I know. We were talking about that earlier.
The timeout,
the timeout clock up.
It throws us off because then we have to try to remember the exact amount of time.
And clearly, we don't math.
You're close. Well, here's Pryor's second free throw. He missed the first. 5 of 11 in the game. The right-handed shot. Bounces around. Does not go. Out of bounds. It will be South Iron ball.
Do you work quickly?
That's a good question. We'll see how aggressive the defense is. They try to double-team near center, and it makes the ball loose at the free throw line. AV got it back near center. Into the front court comes Wren. Wren is double-teamed in front of the bench. He throws it to nobody just because he was running out of room. AV tries to save it. They can't. South Iron ball, 16 seconds left.
That was the longest 14 seconds of high school basketball action.
Oh. Panthers down by three. Tim Mays will try to bring it ahead. He's double-teamed near center. 10 seconds. Throws to the front court. Jake Mays. 9 seconds. Mays to the perimeter. And we have a whistle and a foul on the floor on AV. So a 1-1. Will be coming up with 8.2.
I don't think that's a bad play at all for Arcadia Valley. Go ahead and put him at the line. Make him earn at least the second free throw if he can make the first. If he misses the first, you're in the driver's seat. Just get the board.
Wren got the foul. His third. Jake Mays, the free throw, missed off the right side. Loose under the basket. Cornell got it. He puts it in. And the timeout called immediately after that as they're within one. LaRon Cornell makes it 61-60. 5 seconds left. That's the last timeout for South Iron. And they have to get the ball right off of the inbound or deny the inbound. The thing is, though, they can still foul if they don't get the ball, and all Arcadia Valley can do is make it a three-point game.
It's a very good point. It's going to be an interesting strategy on either side coming out of the timeout. And really, for Arcadia Valley, I mean, you've had a couple of opportunities in a row to put this game away, forcing that turnover, throwing it out of bounds. You could have pulled down the board right there. Cornell gets it, goes back up. Luckily, you don't foul him, so you still hold on to the one-point edge. But you've got to play smart and aggressive all at the same time. And in this kind of environment, that's a much easier said than done kind of task.
And if you're Arcadia Valley, if you're the inbounder, you have to be aware as well you have a timeout. If it looks like that five count is coming, you can call that last timeout and get another chance.
Great point.
5 seconds left, one-point game. Arcadia Valley with the lead, getting ready to inbound. It looks like it'll be Isaiah Gibbs who will be the man to throw it in.
See if they guard the inbounds.
Nobody's going to be guarding him. Nope, they changed that. It will be Ivy on him. 5.1. Looking, gets it into the basket to Gibbs, and they foul him immediately. That's what you have to do. 1 second did tick off that clock. Pryor got it. He's had some trouble at the free throw line.
That was all a 0.9 that came off in that inbounds and foul. But we said it a few minutes ago. We've said it throughout the evening. Pryor's been struggling at the line. He's missed his last five or something like that.
He's missed his last two. He had a few makes in there. He's 5 for 12, and he makes that one 62-60.
If he's anything, he's clutch.
4.2, two-point game. Everybody is on the line, ready for the rebound try. Second shot for Pryor. He puts that one in. It's a three-point game, and Arcadia Valley will call that final timeout. If you're South Iron, you're probably happy they did, because now they get to draw up a play to try to get 3 points with 4 seconds left.
This is going to be something to unfold here for South Iron. You don't have a whole lot of guys that have been shooting the outside shot with success, consistent success for that matter.
Ivy's the only player for them who's made a three-pointer. He's made three. Nobody else has a triple in the game.
So if you're AV, you're looking at Ivy off that inbounds with not much time at all. They've got to work quick. Maybe try to go inside, draw a foul with Cornell, but it's not guaranteed.
63-60. Arcadia Valley on top. Both teams are now out of timeouts. Third place game of this 90th Thanksgiving tournament. The championship still to come tonight. We'll have it for you next. Scheduled start time, 8 o'clock. Spoiler alert, not going to start at 8 o'clock. It's 7:56 right now. So the Panthers getting ready. Can they even this game and force overtime with 4.2 on the clock? Garrett Hovis will be the inbounder. Guarding him will be Dakota Jones.
And a long way to go.
Starting on his own baseline in the backcourt. Hovis gets the ball. 1 second. Bounces it in. Tim Mays comes across center at 2.5. Mays to the right wing. He's double teamed. Spins. Gets the throw off. Didn't get it off, but he missed it anyway. That'll end it. Arcadia Valley, 63-60. The Tigers take third place in their Thanksgiving tournament. Excellent game, and that's only the first course. We've got championship coming up, and we've got your post game of this first game as well on the way, brought to you by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. We'll also have stats presented by Eric Schweiss, your State Farm agent. That's all coming up next here on J98.
The next time you're passing through Annapolis, make a quick stop at Cheryl's Mini Mart on Highway 49. They've got a little bit of everything, groceries, milk, snacks, even a deli. And don't forget their delicious buffet-style pizza. You can get your gas, lottery tickets, and much more, all in one quick and convenient stop. They are expanding with more seating, a bigger menu, daily specials, ATM, and more. Cheryl's Mini Mart, open 7 days a week. Wish the best of luck to South Iron Athletics.
The new ownership at Lenny's in Lesterville would like to invite you to stop by for lunch or dinner. With an expanded menu, they have all your favorites. Grab a bowl of hot chili to warm up these cold winter days, and a fountain soda to wash it away. Now with Thursday specials, make Lenny's your go-to meal place. Come in or call it in at 573-637-2506. That's Lenny's in Lesterville, located on the corner of Highway 21 and Piola Road.
Success starts here. When it comes to banking, we understand that access is important. With First State Community Bank, you'll have access to 48 locations throughout Missouri and over 23,000 free ATMs nationwide. And at First State Community Bank, we work hard to provide great online and mobile experiences without sacrificing our unique local hometown service. Our team of experienced bankers at any of our convenient locations can help make the process of switching banks quick and easy. See our team today to open your account. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC. Online at fscb.com. First State Community Bank. Success starts here.
KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve. J98 The Boot.
When you have a concrete job, Polite Ready Mix is the name to remember. Polite Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Polite Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Polite Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Polite Ready Mix.
We don't want to be the ones to break the news, but Christmas is coming, and Fisher Furniture has free layaway. If you're looking for a gift that takes their breath away, start here and start now. Easy payments that you set, and we can have the gift ready to surprise when Christmas gets here. So yes, give that great television the brand new range or that comfy power recliner, and we can help. Get ready for Christmas at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton.
This is Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to present the State Farm Stats of the Game.
The final stat, the final score is 63-60, Arcadia Valley defeating South Iron in the third place game. It was a South Iron lead after the first quarter, 19-12. Halftime, we were even at 34-34. Arcadia Valley then led for the entire second half, 49-43 after three, and they end up winning it by three. Jake Pryor and Peyton Whitett, both with 19 points for the Tigers. Isaiah Gibbs with 12, Austin Wren 11, Dakota Jones with three. On the other side for South Iron, LaRon Cornell led everybody, 25 points for him. Sam Ivey with 13, Tim Mays and Jake Mays, 10 apiece. Garrett Hovis with two. Our postgame brought to you by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. We thank them and all of our great sponsors for all of their support. Those stats, again, brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss. So with that, Arcadia Valley now at 2-1, South Iron at 1-2, and AV taking third. Last year they took fourth, losing to South Iron in third-place game. So AV able to get third here tonight in the 90th edition of their Thanksgiving tournament. As you hear the crowd, that is the West County Bulldogs coming onto the floor. The cheerleaders right in front of us, giving them the tunnel. The Bulldogs in purple will be taking on the Ellington Whippets in the orange. Now their cheerleaders provide a tunnel for the Whippets. And that is our upcoming championship game here on J98, Ellington and West County. West County, they've only won this tournament once ever. That was in 2014 when they beat South Iron 48-47. West County was the runner-up last year. They lost to Ellington 66-60. So Ellington is the defending champion, and they've won this tournament 10 times. Winning it last year was their first tournament win since 1995, and they want to go back-to-back, and we'll see if the Whippets can get the job done against the Bulldogs. That is your 90th Arcadia Valley Boys Basketball Championship game, and we will have that game for you in about 20 minutes or so. Before we get there, though, we'll hear from the head coaches of both of those squads. For Ellington, that is Jeremy Peterson. For West County, that is Chris LeBrier. We'll be hearing from those guys up next as we continue on, brought to you by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. High school basketball on J98.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Ronnie Gibbs at Ronnie Gibbs Agency, Pilot Knob in Fredericktown, 573-546-7101.
The entire faculty and staff of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District would like to take this time to wish the Arcadia Valley Tigers all the best in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Teamwork is important to excel in sports, and that teamwork has proven to be successful for the Arcadia boys basketball team. You have what it takes to be winners and successful in your future. Good luck to the Arcadia Valley Tigers from everyone at the Arcadia Valley School District.